Please stand clear of the doors. Por favor, manténganse alejado de las
podcasts. From the Defond Rivera Recording Studios in sunny Tampa, St. Petersburg, Florida, in Westerly, Rhode Island, this is episode 214 of the Por Favor Manténganse Alejandro de las podcast. I'm Mike down in sunny Southwest Florida, joined by Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. Good evening, Mr. Klinsman. How are you?
It's Masters Week, Billy.
Yes, it is.
One of the best weeks of the year, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
It's always fun. I mean, you don't care as much down there, do you?
Not quite as much. I mean, it's still one of my favorite tournaments and my favorite time of the year because March Madness just wrapped up. We got baseball opening day. We got the Masters. But what was very special living in Chaska, Minnesota was it was like that first day that I opened up the window and aired out the farts.
Yeah, I don't think this week is going to happen for the people in Minnesota. They got like, what, 2 feet of snow on the ground still up there?
Yeah.
I mean, it's been miserable for me in March and now even into April, but Minnesota looks like they're getting a pretty bad early spring for them.
Yeah, it's good for them.
Yeah, they like it, right?
Yeah,
that's
they
good
like
sleeping
it. Yeah,
weather.
It's good sleeping weather. They like it.
That's why the Willings are down in Florida 9 times a year.
Yeah, exactly.
They like it. Yeah, Masters Week. I love it. It's the beginning of spring. It doesn't feel like it here. It's been in the 40s every day. Today it rained. It got up to like 58 and people are like, oh, it feels pretty nice. I'm like, yeah, it's raining. It's miserable. Chance of snow again Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm almost to that shovel throwing level that you've been at.
Yeah, it's probably not going to happen this year though because you're on the tail end, but it's happening very soon.
Yeah, you think so?
Very soon.
It's just so depressing. I just want to go outside. I just want to like fire up the grill and sit on the porch and have dinner.
Well, speaking of, do you want me to tell you what's been going on here at the compound?
Yeah, let's discuss.
Well, lots of happening. So, Susie has, like, wins these awards at work for doing certain things, so she gets to save them up. So, she said, you know what? She goes, I got enough points. I'm going to buy a couple nice Adirondack rocking chairs.
Ooh.
So, they got delivered maybe about a week ago. So, father-in-law is in town. He's very handy, so he put them together this morning.
Yeah, I was going to say, you're not putting those together.
No.
A couple Allen wrenches, and you'd have been throwing those things. It would have been like the shovel. You would have thrown them right into the estuary over there.
No, I helped. You know, I held things and pushed things and squeezed things. So I like to do say that I did partake in the building of these chairs, but I had a very, very small part of it.
You helped like when I have your Gina help me with supper.
Okay.
Like, that's the level of your help, I'm sure.
Yeah, can you hand me the salt? Yeah, sure, Dad, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, you can stir this. All right, now get away and let me do the hard stuff.
So, we sat out on the rocking chairs. It was like 9:30 in the morning. The sun's coming up. It's 77 degrees. You have that Florida smell that Sue Willing said that she loves. And I'm just sitting there just shaking my head saying, this is every day. Every day, Billy.
Every single day.
Every single day.
My eye's like twitching right now.
And then they headed over because he did a few odds and ends around the house. And then, they headed over to the pool, and he went for a swim.
Oh, that's nice.
Mm-hmm.
It's not good swimming weather up here in Rhode Island,
to say
the least.
No, he said the water temperature was beautiful. It's just, it's paradise, Bill. That's what they call it. They call it paradise, and it is. So that's my outdoor story, Billy. I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, that's all right. I love sitting outside on a nice, like, rocking chair.
You'll
do it all year. It'll be like 96, blazing heat. You'll go drink your coffee out there.
Oh, my hot coffee, maybe a cup of chili or some chicken noodle soup.
Yeah, some chowder and the hot coffee.
I got home tonight from work and they were still sitting out there. I'm like, did you guys even move from the porch today? So I made myself a nice coffee at work for the ride home, so I was having it and I was just sitting in a rocking chair and the sun was going down and the clouds in the sky were orange and pink.
Just loving life.
Yeah, they come home from work. Usually you're angry, you're tired, but you just kick it up another notch sitting in those Adirondacks just looking at palm trees and pink skies.
Yeah, oh, that's good. Well, so I might need more than one beer for this week after that, here and that. I'm going to need like several dozen to get through this one.
Yeah, and then we got our window treatments installed today.
Oh, okay.
Because we didn't like what the builder had. So I said, you know, I'm not going to pay the builder this for, you know, crap. So we we got our window. We had a guy come in a few weeks ago, and he owns his own company, and he got some big reviews online. So he came in and kind of made suggestions. So we have the plantation shutters in the bedroom on a couple of the windows. So it's It looks like Old Key West Resort. It's those, you know, those white, they're called plantation shutters. They're not quite blinds, but like they open, mm-hmm. and then they act as blinds. So you can open them so you have your entire window opened up, and then you can use them, close them up, and then use them as blinds too.
Oh, okay,
plantation shutters. I'll have to show them to you when you come to the compound.
Yeah, those sound good.
Yeah, and then we have a couple curtains that need to be put in another few weeks when those are ready to go. And then we have all of our lighting that's going to be put in next Monday. So compound is probably about, by next Monday, it'll probably be about 97% done.
You didn't tell me you didn't have lights in the joint. You going by candlelight around?
No. We got lights. Like, we have the recessed and we have all those lights. But now we have, we bought lights for the entryway, for the hallway.
Oh, okay. Because
we didn't want the cheap lights that they put in, you know, like the apartment lights. And then we have our ceiling fans that we're going to have installed. Dining room light. Just those little things.
Oh, it's just a little extra accent lighting.
13 light. Yeah, we have the two pendant lights that go over the island.
Nice.
A couple ceiling fans to be in your guest suite and your Guinness guest suite. Got to make sure that that's tight for when you guys arrive.
Yeah, there's got to be ceiling fans or I'm going to go to that $41 a night Roach Motel that I booked
up in Kissimmee, exactly.
I officially booked it, by the way. We'll talk about that a little bit later.
Yeah, that's good.
But yeah, sounds like everything's coming together. You got all the is the studio all appointed? You got all your things hung up yet?
Yeah, no, the things will be hung up. They got to put the ceiling fan in. So starting next Monday, I'll start putting all my sports memorabilia up.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Plus the crown molding we had put up a few weeks ago, so I didn't want to have something where they were going to have to paint around stuff and bang on the wall. So
no, that makes sense.
Yep. It's all coming together, Bill.
Beautiful. It's finally feeling like you're home after... You never really felt like you were home after you left
for
Chaska,
3 years.
Right?
No.
I mean, but luckily you had the outdoors. So
yes.
You were able to keep it together.
You were able to escape. If I had to like live out of a suitcase for 3 years in Minnesota, I would have been really going bonkers.
Yeah. You would have been more crazy than you already
were. I already was. Yeah, exactly.
But now you have a home. That's good. Been mowing the lawn. Have to keep up with that.
Yeah, and I really do have to get a lawn treatment guy because Bermuda grass is brutal.
I'll just hook you up with someone down my neck of the woods, one of my stores down there.
Yeah, but you have guys that actually come out and do all the spraying?
No, you got to do the work for yourself.
Nah. I need people who know what they're doing to come out.
Nah, you could go. Just go into the store, ask them what to do. They'll give you the thing and you can do it yourself.
Nah, you're a this do-it-yourself kind of guy. I'm all about moving the economy forward, letting the experts do what they do.
Hey, listen, if you buy it from my company, you're going to pay full retail, not like the guy that's going to do it for you paying wholesale prices. So it actually helps me more if you buy.
Oh, so you're looking after your back pockets.
It's the bottom line, Billy. I'm a businessman at heart.
You
should be proud of me.
Look at it this way. Get a store down here in the Parrish, Bradenton area, and I'll support you as much as you can take.
I'm sure there's one within 10 miles of your house. We have like 40 branches in Florida, so I'm sure there's one close to you.
I'm sure there is.
I'll have to look after and see which is the closest branch to you.
Bermuda's tough to cut, too, man. It's heavy.
Yeah, it's that real, like, it makes really the lawnmower dense. Sound like you're just doing weeds. It's like...
Yeah, it's tough. You've got to push hard.
Would you like to hear about my unofficial beer sponsor of the week this week?
I'd love to, Jurgen.
Oh, thank you. This is the Two Roads out of Connecticut. They're Honey Spot Road IPA, an unfiltered IPA with wheat. Take a direct route to hoppiness. This is like the only IPA.
Words.
Yes, you like that? This is the only IPA that I really like. 6.0 alcohol by volume. I'm not a big fan of IPAs usually, but this one I've had before and I really like it. It's probably my favorite IPA out there. So there you go.
Hey, Bill, the guy who was putting in the window fixtures.
Yeah.
His name was Eric.
So, did he call? This is Eric. Every time you call him, this is Eric.
No, so Kristen told me, she goes, you know the guy who's putting in our plantation shutters, his name's Eric. And I said, okay, why are you telling me that? She goes, well, I thought you might want to know his name. I'm like, so his name, if his name was Jacob, would you tell me that the guy's name was Jacob? I mean, what are the chances a guy's name is Eric?
I mean, if his name was Jason, I'm sure she would have told you.
Yeah, you need to know about Jason, Eric, and Bills, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, and if it was a Jurgen or something.
Dr. Eugene Klinsmann.
That would have been good. You want to take us to break, Bill?
Yeah, sure. Let's go to break. Break. This is episode 214 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de las podcast. And Mr. Klinsmann, before we jump into our topic, I had to ask you, do you watch live from on the golf channel, like whenever they're doing the majors, live from the Masters, live from the U.S. Open?
I don't think my cable package includes the golf channel anymore. I have like the stripped down cable package where I don't get a lot of channels.
Okay, it was riveting. I couldn't leave the couch this morning. I was having coffee. And they're on the practice range, and Bones McKay is doing the commentary.
Okay. Oh, boom! Yeah.
Now you want to talk about how does something get exciting when they're on the driving range? Well, Phil's on the chipping green, and McKay's in studio, and he's saying, "All right," he said, and honest to God, Phil was about 30-35 yards away from the pin. There's a front pin on the chipping green, and he said, "Okay, watch this." He said he's going to take his 64-degree wedge. He said, and he's going to take a full swing, and this thing's going to go straight up in the air. So he takes a full swing, and you can't even see the ball. I mean, it explodes straight up like a rocket ship. I mean, the hang time was like Dave Jennings' hang time. It was 17 seconds. And this thing comes down soft and just rolls a couple inches to a tap-in. So then he goes to his bag, and he gets something else. He said, all right, now he's going to get something with a little less loft. He said he's going to do a little bump and run. He said, this thing's not going to get any higher than your waist. And he does this little bump and run, maybe about 10 feet right of the flag, checks, and then it just rolls downhill to the pin to another tap. And I'm like, God, you want to talk about two totally distinct golf shots.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not a fan of Phil, but I can't deny his ability with the short game. I mean, it's incredible to watch what he could do with that.
But I just think having Bones do the commentary, like he's explaining different holes there in how, you know, high fades are easier than, you know, cuts and this and that. And I mean, if you really like the game of golf, I love listening to Bones McKay talk about it.
Yeah, he has good insight.
He's awesome.
That's good. He's a pretty good golfer himself, isn't he?
Yeah, I think he's a scratch.
Yeah, most of those caddies are pretty good.
Yeah.
You know, usually they're like playing buddies growing up, or they come up on the tour and don't quite make it, and they kind of latch on to someone. It helps having someone on the bag that knows what it's like to be a good player. I mean, if you had me on the bag, the guy's like, oh, what should I hit here? It's 210 into the wind. It's like, should I hit my 7 or my 8 iron? I'd be like, I need my 3 wood. I need to really step on my 3 wood for this one. These guys are hitting 8 irons into the... It's another game that they play. It's ridiculous. Mm-hmm. I can't even fathom how they play.
They're pretty dad blame good, Billy. Pretty dad blame
I guess that's what it comes down to. They are good. So what are we talking about this week, besides the Masters?
We can talk about farts.
A tradition unlike any other. Now, what are there's like rules for the broadcasters for the Masters, right? They can't call it the gallery. They have to call it the patrons.
Oh, I didn't know any of this.
Yeah, there's a lot of these nerdy rules. There's like I read an article today that they're going to kick out anyone who says, get in the hole.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't know.
Mashed potatoes.
No, yeah, you can't say that. How did that start? I haven't been watching golf.
Where
did
that's that like a Tiger from? Thing. I don't know.
Mashed potatoes.
That's pretty stupid, isn't it?
You'd be sitting there in the gallery. Jürgen Klinsmann!
Somebody just yell Jürgen Klinsmann.
So you were messaging me on our private Powerful War podcast messenger program that we developed and only used between the two of us last night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that's correct.
And you were asking me... Or telling me more than asking.
I was you're my financial advisor, and I was basically asking permission to spend some money this summer.
Permission, yeah. Not, I mean, you were just kind of giving me options here, and or giving me your options, I should say, because you have a big celebration coming up early July.
That is correct, Mr. Klinsmann. July 5th is the official date. Thank you.
July 5th, and it's your 10-year wedding anniversary.
I have it tattooed on my wrist, so I never forget.
Yeah, that's a good move. And
you ever notice when somebody says, "So when were you married?" How your wife just gives you that stare. You ever get that stare? Like, well, you better get this
trick,
right.
I probably shouldn't say this on the podcast, but I use our wedding date as like passwords and stuff.
Oh, so okay.
You know, so then I have it in the back of my head.
And then if it doesn't just ramble off like what George Brett hit in 1981 and how many triples he had, then like even if you get it right, if it takes you more than like 0.2 seconds to regurgitate out, you're done.
You know you're in trouble.
You're done, yep.
I mean, the day is usually easy. It's the year that trips me up.
Yeah.
You know, if someone asks me when I was married, I know the date very quickly. But if they say, how many years have you been married, I have to think about it for a minute.
Well, you know how I remember. It was the year after Fenway was born.
Oh, okay.
Because he was one when we had Kristen's brother come out to stay with him on our honeymoon. So,
oh, okay.
The only way I remember that year is because it was the day after the year after Fenway was born.
Okay.
I know very, very important dates. We'll end it there.
Sure, that's fine. So you were basically looking at a. What would you say, 3-night stay on property for your anniversary?
Correct.
And you wanted me to advise you on whether you would stay at All-Star Music or All-Star Movies, is that right?
Yeah, those were the two that came to mind.
But you wanted to do a potential DVC rental? Is that what we're looking at?
You know what,
here?
Billy? Nope, that's out because it was expensive. Oh. Yeah, it was expensive.
Now, did you look at like the secondary market?
Yeah, I was on Dave's, and they were showing prices, and it's just
still even with that, it's still pretty cost prohibitive.
Bad. Yeah,
because I know you said that's like one of Susie's dreams is to stay at the Grand Floridian DVC.
Not necessarily that, just the Grand Floridian in general.
Oh, just any? Okay, yeah. I thought she just really liked the DVC area.
No, no, she just likes that resort in general.
Because that has its own, like, separate lobby and everything, right?
Yeah, it's a Mary Poppins theme. It's very cool. You guys haven't been in there, huh?
I haven't. I don't even know where it is in relation to the regular lobby, to be honest.
We'll have to go over there on our guys' trip.
So, I will confess, as far as the Grand Floridian goes, I know the lobby, and I know the walk to Narcoosee and the boat launch, and that's it. So, I haven't walked around the grounds, really.
Oh, Bill.
So I I know their bus stop because I did take the bus from the Grand Floridian to.
That just drops you off right outside the lobby, I think, like where the Magical Express drops you off, right?
It's a little further down towards the parking lot.
Okay.
But it's not too far from there.
Hello, Jenemy.
Your buddy was saying that, huh?
Yeah.
I started listening to the last week's episode with Dr. Sue Willie.
What were you saying? It was unlistenable, so you had to shut it off? Or what was the problem?
No,
you mean you started?
It was a commute. I didn't finish it.
Oh, okay.
That's all.
I mean, I had good bumper music. That was a solid episode.
I didn't even get to that part yet. I got up to her talking about Art Smith and you saying that I'd be salivating listening to that part, and it was...
Oh, cool. That's when you want to pause it, because that needs your full attention.
That's right. But, yeah, very good job by Sue. She's a natural. She's going to be one of these, one of our disciples that starts their own podcast.
There's not...
Our podcast... you know,
Marshall's
going to
be our
intern,
but he's still a few years away. There still are labor laws all around the country.
Now, I don't want to toot our own horn or anything here, but if you look at our podcast tree, like you look at like coaching trees, but if you look at our podcast tree, it's pretty vast.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of podcasts that started under our tutelage.
Yes, you're right.
But I have a very strong feeling that this little trip that's going to happen up in Michigan this summer, we might there might be another podcast birthed out of that, a Willing Schaefer collaboration.
Yeah.
They'll call it the Sue and Schaefer
podcast. And the thing is that we're just proud. We just look back and say, look at what we created. Look at what we created.
Right. That's exactly right. So anyway, that's all I have to say about that. But she did an excellent job, and you did a good job as well.
Well, thanks, Ben. Thanks, Ben.
I wanted to hear a lot more about the flea bag they stayed in, because now that's I'm very interested in that. These sketchy hotels.
You've always wanted to put together a show about that.
Oh, I know. But lately I've been pouring through trying to figure out which flea bag to stay in. Because at what point, if you're only going to be in the joint for a few hours for one night, like how much do you need to spend?
Well,
like,
you got to look. The bottom line is you got to look at safety.
Well, yeah, I understand that.
Like there was a place when I was moving to Minnesota and I drove out there and I did my interviews and I was coming back home. The one thing my mom told me, she said, when you're getting tired, when you feel tired, just promise me you'll pull off and get a hotel and you know, don't get into a car crash. So I started feeling tired outside of Cleveland, and I got this dump, Billy, and I was sleeping in my sleeping bag, and I have video because I had my old 8mm camcorder, and this was a rent by the hour, and I was outside having like a beer and a heater or something. I saw a prostitute come up with a guy, and I just went right back into my room because they saw me looking at them, and I went into my room and I double bolted it. And I slept with one eye open. So you want to talk about what kind of amenities you want. It's not about, you know, having a Grand Floridian lobby and listening to the orchestra at night. It's about waking up the next morning. That's kind of important to me.
Yeah, I mean, I think this joint that I'm staying at, like on the TripAdvisor reviews that I was looking at, no one mentioned getting murdered or stabbed.
Typically, they refrain from putting those in the reviews, though.
Well, if you get murdered, it's very difficult to leave a review.
Correct.
It makes it a little more difficult. But that being said, it had very good reviews for the amount of money I paid for it.
I mean, let's put it this way. You messaged me and you said, don't you want to come up and hang out? And then that way we'll have some beers. And that way there you have a short drive the next morning. And you didn't hear two peeps out of me after that message.
No, that was just crickets after that.
Michael P. has signed off. I mean,
that wasn't good. Yeah,
let me go do some dishes or something.
You'll be there. I need you. Like, there's strength in numbers, Billy.
Yeah, I don't know about that. That scares me. This place.
Oh, come on!
I told you, if there's a Waffle House in the same plaza, you're screwed.
It's not.
You might have done a Google Earth prior to booking this place.
I did. The closest thing was Chick-fil-A, so that's a good sign, right?
I guess.
It's like a mile from Animal Kingdom.
I'm gonna pick you up. You're gonna have a missing tooth and a black eye.
How
was your night, Billy?
Not bad. Hey, as long as I don't come back with bed bugs, I'll be happy.
Yeah, that, let's not rule that out either.
I'll bring like a plastic sleeping bag. Anyway, we'll get on to more. So we go from a flea bag to the Grand Floridian. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about your options here for this anniversary.
Okay, trip. So we're looking at July 5th. And checking out July 8th, two adults, and where do you want me to start? The first one that they have listed is the Grand Floridian. Standard rate is $615.33.
Woo!
I can get it for $461.50.
Now that's your AP discount.
Mm-hmm.
That's a pretty deep discount.
Or Florida discount. Yeah, it's 25%.
Okay, that's not bad.
And that includes a lagoon view, which is surprising. Usually. You're getting a garden view, parking lot view,
mm-hmm.
for in the fours, and this was a lagoon view, which I thought was a good deal.
Yeah, that's not bad. I just think about what I could do with that amount of money per night. But you're going to stay at the resort. It's not like you're going to rope drop Epcot every day and just sleep there. Because if you're doing that, you would do something else.
And it is. It's a 25% discount, Billy. I just ran the numbers on the old calculator.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you confirmed that.
Mm-hmm.
$460 a night. And you got to pay for parking. $25 a night for parking. 23.
We did an episode about this.
Oh, I already forgot.
Yeah, I really need you to get your head back into this game. You know, you take last week off for Easter so you can bury eggs for the kids. And I granted that. Fine, you're a family guy. I appreciate that. But I really, when you do come back onto this podcast, I need your full undivided attention.
I think you should negotiate when you get to when you go to check-in.
And just say, hey, I don't want to pay for parking?
I'm not paying for parking. I'm paying $460 a night for this room. I refuse to pay for parking. I will not pay it. How do they know you have a car, though?
They don't, but for crying out loud, you're going to be a weasel about this?
I'm thinking about it. Like, how are they enforcing this? They're just going to go honor system? Do you have a car? Nope. Okay. Like, they don't know your license plate number. That's like the only piece of information Disney doesn't know about you is your license plate number.
I think a lot of times when you do check in, though, you do...
I mean, are they going to go around ticketing cars?
I don't know.
I really need to know. I want to hear more about how they're enforcing this. Because if you can go in and say, I'm going to Meisner's, and they let you park there for a few hours...
Well, let's hope it doesn't come to that. Well, you have a bunch of people who think your way and then ruin it for people like me who want to go to Narcoossee's for dinner. And well, there's no parking spots because people like you are taking them up.
Not people like me. I don't even bring a car. But I'm saying you could say that even if you're staying there. You know, I'm not checking in. I'm just going. I mean, I'm sure they've thought of this. It's got to be a way they can enforce it. I just don't know the way they're going to enforce it. Especially with rental cars. Like, think of someone renting a car. If they put a ticket on your rental car, are you going to pay that thing?
Probably, because eventually it's going to come back to you.
How? It's a rent. It's not your license. I don't know.
Well, it's the same thing if you just run through tolls. The rental car company isn't getting. You're going to get it.
Yeah, right, I guess they would know the dates.
I'm going to pay for parking.
That kills me. I don't know why. Like, in the grand scheme of things, that'll be your lowest cost of this trip, but that just kills me. You should spend the $500 a night and stay at the Four Seasons over there.
I haven't looked at it. Maybe I will.
There you go. They probably charge for parking anyway, but go ahead. Keep going. So $460 a night. That's a nice deep discount.
Yep.
I guess when the rack rate's $700, 25% off is going to look like a good deal.
Right.
When you're paying $125, 25% off doesn't knock a whole lot off.
Billy, this is where she's going to get a massage. We'll do tea. I'm going to do the pool. I'll probably play golf.
But you can do all those things no matter where you stay.
It's not the same.
I know. I agree with you. I agree. I'm playing devil's advocate here.
That's fine.
Sake of the episode. But, I mean, you've swum in that pool more than people who have stayed there for months at a time.
Yeah, but I'll tell you, it's a heck of a lot nicer to be able to go up to your room, take a shower, and then lay in bed and watch TV as opposed to having to change in the Grand Floridian lobby, take a bus... Take the monorail to the Magic Kingdom, then take a bus back to Pop Century.
Now, I didn't know you changed right in the lobby. You just, like, dropped trowel right in the middle of the lobby, right next to the piano player?
No. I go to the Mutter right next to the Grand Floridian Cafe.
That's a nice restaurant.
My changing room. And my changing room, like my changing room for the Epcot Resorts is over at the International Gateway. The bathroom is right by gift shop. Yes.
I thought you would go into maybe, like, the Beach Club lobby, because you like that mud room.
Yeah, no, I like that one, too.
That's a good one.
I mean, I've got wardrobe. I've got all sorts of offices there. I don't just have my main office, you know, right before I hit breakfast. I mean, I've got changing rooms, wardrobe. We got the makeup rooms and some
you're
of the...
Like, you're like Superman. You slip into the International Gateway bathroom, you come out in your swim trunks and your flip-flops ready to go. In like 2 seconds. It doesn't even take, you know, the door barely shuts, you walk right back out, you put the sunscreen on, you get the zinc oxide on the nose ready to go.
It's beautiful. Yeah. It's beautiful. I love swimming, Bill. I'm a fish. I love the pools.
Got it ready to go. You're good to go. No, that's good. I understand what you're saying. I mean, you do the tea, you do the massage, and then you gotta hop on a bus or take your car back over. Not as fun. You don't get to experience it as much.
And the other thing that I did was I've done a couple YouTubes, mm-hmm. and you can't have a cup of coffee out on that balcony overlooking the Seven Seas Lagoon at Pop Century. You just can't.
No, you go down to the pedal bar and watch the steam rise off the concrete there, which isn't bad. I don't mind that. Yeah, it's not. I mean, it's nice. Don't get me wrong.
I mean, we're comparing apples to apples. It's stupid to compare it to Pop Century because it's like going out and indulging in a steak and saying that you could have had a hamburger, and hamburgers are pretty damn good.
And they are. They and are. I understand that. But what I'm saying is, for what you're paying at the Grand Floridian, if you paid that much at like the Four Seasons right there on property, you probably get a nicer hotel experience.
Oh, I'm sure you would, but the thing is, it doesn't have any meaning to me.
But it's not the Grand Floridian.
It doesn't have any meaning, correct.
Right. And then the other on the other side of the coin is, you could always go to Coronado, spend half the amount of money, and you still have the spa there. You don't get the balcony, it's not the Grand Floridian, but you get...
We've already stayed there, though, Susie and I.
But you've stayed there so many times. I understand. Hey, man, listen, I get it. I understand. I like staying at new places, and you've stayed at all the least... You're working your way up the money line here, because you've stayed at all the less expensive ones.
I have. Now. I've stayed at... the values and all of
all the moderates.
All the moderates, and now I'm working my way up.
And you've even stayed at the lower end deluxes at this point. Not that the Poly's a lower end, but you've stayed at Wilderness Lodge and, you know, you haven't
Swan
done Animal
Dolphin.
Kingdom.
Nope.
But that doesn't really interest you, the Animal Kingdom,
no.
Does it?
So let's look at next. Now we have the Yacht Club.
That's what I was going to say. What about these boardwalk resorts?
Okay, so go ahead.
I was going to say, there is something to be said about walking through that international gateway, catching dinner at Rose and Crown, and watching Illuminations and heading back to your hotel room.
And I haven't booked a thing, so this is everything, all this is up in the air.
But it doesn't have that special meaning.
Correct.
But the Yacht Club is gorgeous. Beach Club, Yacht Club. Go ahead, let's hear the price.
So we got Yacht Club checking in at $362. And we have, we'll just do their resorts. We have Boardwalk at $365. And now we have Disney's Beach Club Resort at $411.
Ooh, that's expensive. I'm surprised with the Beach Club.
It just depends on how many people's booked. I mean, I've seen that I've seen that as low as the high twos before.
Yeah.
And out of the Epcot resorts, that's my favorite.
Beach Club.
It's like the theming. I just like the location. The Boardwalk Inn does nothing for me. It seems like it's just too loud for me.
Yeah, but there's some... I think that's only what you see. I think the rooms that are set back are, like, much more relaxing, and they have that really nice feel to it. So many people love the Boardwalk. It can't be that loud and hectic, the way people describe it. I mean, I've never stayed there, but I get the impression that it's very laid back.
Yep.
Now, the Yacht Club, for that price point, I mean, you're saving, what, almost $500 over 3 nights if you stay at the Yacht Club.
Mm-hmm.
Over the Grand Floridian. You get that amazing pool, which you have to... That's a better pool than the Grand Floridian pool, right?
It depends.
Is it more enjoyable for you? Because that's a
no.
Weasel-filled pool.
Yes.
That's like Weasel Central.
Yes. So I would have to say, no, I do like the zero entry at the Grand Floridian. I do like the fact that there's only 10 to 15 people on it at any given point.
Yeah. So the pool doesn't really, even though
it's not a selling fact.
The proximity to Epcot has to be a selling point.
No doubt. Yeah, it is.
Because if you go there for three days, you're probably not going to spend a lot of time in the parks dropping that amount of coin on the hotel room.
No.
But I imagine you're probably going to go into the one that you are within walking distance or monorail of at least once.
Yeah, and I mean, that changed the equation because that's a place where you're probably going to go have some pops, you know, in one of the countries.
That's right. You can go...
And then just walk back to your room, so...
That's right. That in itself
is
a value.
I mean, you can go
to
Rose and Crown for 3 hours and just drink beer and listen to the piano. Beer. Yeah, no, it makes for a nice night. Absolutely.
Yeah. And there's plenty of good restaurants over there. All those Swan and Dolphin restaurants are in play if you're staying at Yacht Club. Obviously, Yachtsman Steakhouse is in play. Flying Fish is in play. One of those joints has to have a spa, right? The Yacht Club or Beach Club?
Yes. Yep.
I didn't know.
The Beach Club does. The Beach Club does. Yep.
So there's a lot in play over there.
Yes.
But again, it's not the Grand Floridian. It just comes down to the fact that it's not the Grand Floridian, and I know that matters the most to you two.
Yes. Especially I taped the Beach Boys their video back when I had my old VHS recorder, and you didn't have YouTube, and you had to actually wait for that thing.
Just because it was filmed at
Just
the
because
Grand
it was
Floridian.
Filmed there, correct, yes. Like, I'm obsessed with that resort.
I get it. I mean, I don't get it. To the extent that you are, but I get that you are. You know, like I go there and I love it. I could spend a long time in that lobby, but I don't have to stay there to spend that time in the lobby. Like, it doesn't add anything to me to stay.
Oh, and that's the thing. I mean, I spend so much time in that lobby and I haven't stayed there since 1988, so.
Like, are you getting, you know, $1,500 worth of value out of that room?
No, there's no way. No. You don't get $1,500.
Or even that extra $500 of value over, say, Yacht Club to stay in.
It's not five, it's 100. Grand Floridian's 461, Yacht Club's 362, so it's 99 times 3, so you're looking at less than...
So about $300 difference. Mm-hmm. I thought you said lower amount, I apologize.
Again, I really need your undivided attention on these podcasts, Bill.
Oh, here we go. Still, $300, that's like two of your dinners.
That right.
You know, that's Il Molino, that's Bluefish, or Blue Zoo, rather. Mm-hmm. I feel like... And this might be blasphemous to say, I feel like the amenities are better in walking distance to Yacht Club than they are to Grand Floridian.
Yeah, but but here's the thing: you're an Epcot Resort guy, anyways.
That's true.
All things being equal, if we didn't even look at numbers, you'd rather stay there.
Yes, most likely. That's true. That's a good point. But I'm just trying to be practical for you here, and I'm not trying to sway you against.
Well, you can't be Grand practical because this isn't a practical.
Well, none of this is practical.
No, none of this is practical. This is whenever I take a sixth day at work, I say this is going into my little kiddie fund, and this is where we just blow it and just have fun.
Yeah, but I look at it this way, for you guys, because you like to try new things, and you've done everything at Grand Floridian. You know, I don't think you're going to drop Victoria and Albert's. Maybe that's part of it, and if that's the case, then maybe that whole experience.
I can't get that reservation. I've been trying.
Yeah, at this point, you lost your shot.
Yeah, I can't get it. And I still owe her that, too, for the job transfer.
But, you know, you look at the restaurants at Swan and Dolphin that you haven't been to. You still haven't been to Yachtsman. You could go over, have a cocktail at the Shula's Bar, because Susie loves that cocktail. You know, there's a lot of very good pluses to being at the Boardwalk area. Crescent Lake Resorts, you know. But it just comes down to it. You want to sit on that Grand Floridian balcony and look over the lagoon.
There's nothing like it.
See the castle and watch the monorail go by and that whole nine yards and just walk over to the lobby, sit at Meisner's, have lunch at the Grand Floridian Cafe.
Breakfast.
Breakfast, lunch, both. Well, you can get breakfast at lunchtime there, so that's the beauty.
There's nothing better. That was the best vacation I ever went on, so I think I just kind of want to redo it.
Now, but here, that's another thing, though. What if it doesn't live up to that memory that you have in your head?
It will never, because you're never gonna have. I'm never gonna have that vacation that I had with my parents.
That's what I mean. So I wonder if that would actually hinder it. Like you
stayed,
would almost be disappointed.
No,
I don't know. It's a tough call. I mean, either way, it's not. It's a good decision to have. You're not gonna go wrong with either choice.
I mean, we also have now. Let's rule this one out. Wilderness Lodge is at 507. What's up with that?
That's high. No discount.
Yeah,
there,
the standard rate's $596.
Wow, that's only getting a 10% discount there.
Since when was Wilderness Lodge a $600 a night resort?
Well, that's still 20%, right? Almost 20%.
Yeah, they're all.
Are they still heavy construction? Is there a lack of rooms there?
Yeah, that could be it. I have no idea. No, because that area is done now.
That's done now. So all the rooms. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. That surprises me that would be that much more.
No, we got Animal Kingdom Lodge at 407.
How much is it? You broke up for a second.
We got Animal Kingdom Lodge at 407.
Okay.
Standard rate's 542, so that's quite the discount.
Yeah.
And I have zero desire to stay there. Zero desire to stay there. Polynesian is at 585, most expensive one on this list.
So why is the Grand Floridian so much less than some
don't
of these
know.
Places?
I don't know.
That's surprising to me. Contemporary must be up there, too, then.
No, that's what I wanted to save to last because I wanted to drill in and see what kind of room you're getting. But the Contemporary Resort is at
$412.
$412. And now I'm gonna click in here.
And this is all your Florida resident rates
at, right? And as I'm going into this website, it's probably going to say that it's timed out. Hello, Jenemy?
Someone ate the page.
Yeah, I'm going to get that.
Getting any luck here?
Hello there. No, it's scrolling. Here we go. Sign in. Very quiet out there.
Mm.
Remember when I first got Rhodey, how you'd always hear Kristen yelling at him?
Yeah.
Remember how bad it was?
Yeah, that's right. Holy smokes. Okay, so the Four Seasons is considerably more.
Oh, are you looking at the Four Seasons?
Yeah, the cheapest room there is $543 a night.
Wow.
I don't know if they have any discounts, but this is probably just Rackery. I don't know if they have any kind of discounts you can get there. That's with a Golden Oak view. If you want a theme park view room, it's $759 a night. Hmm. 500 square foot room. So it's twice the size of the rooms at the Grand Floridian almost.
No, the Grand Floridian isn't 2.5.
I thought it was like just over 300, the Grand Floridian rooms.
Yeah, maybe. Okay. Yeah, that's a big room.
So, hello, I mean, that's nice to have, but with two people, you don't need all that.
No.
How's this? Grand Suite, $4,800 a night.
It's not bad.
1,700 square feet. What the hell would you do with that? That's bigger than your house. Gee whiz. Oh, this is... You gotta look at these pictures.
Is it ridiculous?
Oh, it's stupid. It looks like an Ethan Allen showroom. Remember?
Yeah.
All like that expensive furniture. Like how this grand suite room, 1,700 square feet, it sleeps three. Two adults or two adults and one child. That's there.
Well, that's known to be one of the best resorts in the world, right?
Oh, sure. There's a walk-in closet in a hotel room.
God, how much stuff are you bringing?
That's what I don't know. Twice daily housekeeping service, umbrellas, 24-hour in-room dining, complimentary overnight shoe shine service. Leave your dirty flip-flops out in the hall so they can shine them up for you.
Speaking of, those things raw right now.
Oh, I'm sure they do.
Oh, my feet are just stick. You know when they stick to the bottom and you walk and you hear that clap? You know that it's just cheese. It's terrible.
That's not good. That's not good, is it?
Oh, it's awful.
This thing doesn't even have a rate. It's so expensive. 3,300 square feet, the Royal Suite. At this place. This must be where, like, Beyonce stays if she goes to Disney World. It's got a fireplace. Oh, this is ridiculous. Looking at these pictures. A desk, in case you want to do some work.
Or a podcast.
Oh, imagine that. Live from the Presidential Suite at the Four Seasons Orlando. Holy smokes. You're really struggling with the... I'm trying to stall for time. What's the contemporary saying here?
Yeah, it's not moving.
All right, don't worry about it.
That's
so
okay.
It's
412.
You say it was 411? 412. Yeah. So they're all very close then.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
But what do we say? The cheapest one was the yacht club, right?
Yeah, I think it was like 311, right?
360.
Oh, yeah, because it was 100. It was 100 less than the Grand Floridian.
You got to pay attention here, Bill. 360.
Yeah, as somebody once told me, I need you to focus like a laser beam. This is
the ball.
See the ball.
Yeah, I mean, that's just so much money. I can't wrap my head around almost 500 bucks a night after you pay, you know, taxes and parking, 500 bucks a night. And I know the parking's the same at all of them. That's not going to add anything, but...
Yeah, it'll be about a $2,000 vacation.
Yeah.
But the other thing is that we never go on vacation either.
No, that's true, and you don't have to buy park tickets.
I don't have to that.
And you're going to spend money on food, because that's what you like to do. You're going to go to a nice restaurant at least once or twice, probably.
Twice, three times, Steve Melnick.
I guess at the point, if your minimum you're going to spend is $360, you might as well spend $460 and stay at your dream place.
That's the way I look at it. If this place was $600 or $700, there's no way.
Right, if it was $259 for Yacht Club and $550 for
Grand
Floridian.
Yeah, but the spread isn't that big of a deal.
Yeah, for that, you know, I mean, it is, don't get me wrong, $300 is a lot of money at the end of the day. You know, I know you agree to that.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point where you're saying, you know, 10-year anniversary, you might as well splurge on it and just spend the extra because that's both your number one.
Correct.
It's not like Susie's like, oh, I really want to stay at Yacht Club. That's my number one.
Right.
And then you're trying to talk her into the Grand Floridian. So I guess I'm not saying it's an easy decision, but you should probably book the room anyway. Just so it doesn't get filled up.
Yeah.
Get the rate, and then you can always cancel it.
Yeah, I got my buddy. I was texting him. I said, you want to make some money? I said, some cash? He said, how? He said, what? I said, you want to stay at my house and take care of Rhodey? He's like, oh, definitely.
Nice.
So you got to try to line that up first.
Right, but I'm saying you should just save that room in case it goes up.
Yeah, I know what you're saying.
And then you could cancel it. It doesn't matter. It just ties up a little credit card money for a while, a couple $100, right?
Yeah, it's no big deal.
And then you just cancel it, they get it back.
Right.
I don't know. That's what I would do.
Where are you staying?
When? On my 10-year anniversary?
Yeah, no, if this was yours, what are you doing? You know what I'm leaning toward.
For me? or where you think I should stay, I would probably...
Yeah, if you and the good doc were in this situation right now.
And it's going to be on property, right? We're not looking at like a vacation home or anything like that.
No.
All right. I would think about a... are the girls with us or just the two of us?
It's just going to be the two of you.
Oh, that's nice. I love Wilderness Lodge. I love it. Now, if it's $600 a night, that changes my feeling. If I had to pay the exact same rates you're talking about, I'm going to go Yacht Club all day. Because that's the lowest rate, and it's a place I'd die to stay at anyway. Love to stay there.
Where is this?
The Yacht Club.
Oh, okay.
If I'm working off your numbers, because that's all we really have to work off of. But if I could stay anywhere, probably Wilderness Lodge. I love the feel of that resort. I love the lobby. I love the that outdoor eating area. What the heck's it called? Now I can't even remember, but I love it. Everything about it. And it's nice to walk around. You get the boat over to Magic Kingdom. Good restaurants there, even though we're not huge fans of Artist Point, but there's still a lot of amenities very close. So that would be my pick.
Okay.
And then I would look at Crescent Lake hotels after that and see. But with the prices you're giving me, yeah, definitely Yacht Club, because it's the least expensive and it would probably be my second or third choice anyway.
Mm-hmm. That's definitely up on my list.
See, none of the monorail resorts really do anything for me. Like Contemporary Polynesian, they're nice. I mean, I enjoy spending time in the hotels, but I don't, when I walk into those places, I don't say, oh, I'm dying to stay here. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But Grand Floridian, I would say it'd be nice to stay here, but it's not something that's like my must do like you guys have.
Mm-hmm.
So Wilderness Lodge has that feeling for me. The Epcot area ones have that feeling for me.
Okay.
Animal Kingdom would be nice. I love Geco.
I know you do.
So that's a nice thing, and there's a lot of nice amenities there as well. Really good food there. Do a little Boma for breakfast, walk around, look at the animals, go to Geco for dinner. That'd be a nice way to spend a couple evenings, don't you think?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that probably, it would be those three areas. But I'd also have to get the good doctor involved and see what she decided.
Yes.
I wouldn't be able to show her prices, because if she saw $400 a night, she'd say, forget it. We'll do something else.
Yeah, that's a tough sell.
Yeah. Hey, it's a once in a lifetime. 10-year anniversary, you know, you're not going to do it every time.
Yeah, a lot of people for 10-year anniversaries go to Paris or London or somewhere else.
Yeah, or Cranston, Rhode Island.
Yes.
Twin Oaks.
Ah, oh, get some beautiful filet mignon.
It's baked stuffed shrimp, yeah. Yeah, we need the East Coast meeting. We need to get Schaefer out to the East Coast meeting.
Yeah, when he figures out when he's going or if he's going, whatever. That would be beautiful to have like a shareholder meeting at Twin Oaks.
Oh, yeah, that'd be great.
Like, you'd have to order a glass of wine even though we don't drink a glass of wine, because you need a glass of wine on the table.
For the pictures, you mean?
Yeah, don't you think?
Oh, a martini. I'll do the martini. That
or like have it like have somebody drink half of it, so it's just like a half a glass of wine.
Yeah, maybe like when you see a table get up and they leave like half a glass, just go over
just and go grab over it. And so grab it and put it on a table. That's beautiful.
Picture, just for the pictures. That's so stupid. You want to take another break, though?
Yeah, that's fine.
Lonely, and no one cared. You made me feel that I was only.
All right, back for break. This is episode 214 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast. Mr. Klinsman's joining me up in Westerly. We just talked about potential places to stay for our 10th anniversary up at Walt Disney World.
Deluxe See, I have a little time to think about it because mine's not for another 3 years, but you got 3 months. So you gotta poopy or get off the pot on this.
This is correct, Mr. Klinsman.
Yeah, you gotta do it. You gotta book it. Just book the Grand Floridian. Just do it right now.
And then I can say that's where we're staying.
And then you got it, and then if something changes, you can always cancel it. If something like that you can't refuse comes up, you can switch it. You know, I'm not saying stop looking. I'm just saying book it. Lock it in at that price, because you could look in 3 days and it could be $519 again.
And then I'm screwed.
And then you're like, oh, what the hell? I don't know. That's my opinion. I think you just gotta lock it in.
All right. That's good advice.
You know?
As my financial advisor.
That's right. You bring me into it. You gotta at least listen to me on something.
Mm-hmm.
I have nothing else to add. We're getting a little long this week, and I know you don't like to edit anything over an hour.
Over an hour, yeah. That's correct. So you can find us
And I don't want to pay you for the over-hour fee that we do, too.
Yeah, I do get paid. It's like overtime.
Yes.
You can find us on iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play at Por Favor Podcast, social media, Facebook and Twitter at Por Favor Podcast, email the show info at Por Favor Podcast. You can email me, Mike at Por Favor Podcast. Mr. Klinsman, what else?
YouTube.com/Por Favor Podcast, and you can email me, Gary at PorFavorPodcast.com. I got nothing else to add. Take us home,
Bill. All right. Thanks for listening to episode 214 of the Por Favor Mantengase Alejandro de los Podcast from Mr. Klinsman up in Westerly, Rhode Island. This is Dr. Hurley down in sunny Southwest Florida, where the local temperature is 76 degrees. We'll talk to you next week.
Just had to rub it in right there at the end.
I did, didn't I? We'll be right back.